Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Corporation tax receipts for 11 months of the year rose by 3.8 billion to 29.4 billion when compared with the same period last year. That's according to Exchequer returns that have just been released this afternoon. We're joined now by Angus Cox, our consumer affairs correspondent. Angus, what are these figures showing?
Well, Katie, there's a big focus in these figures on corporation tax. Understandably, a lot of talk the last while about how reliant we are on them for income, and this is again highlighted here. So corporation tax receipts, as you say, up by 3.8 billion euro. That's a 15% jump for the first 11 months of the year to 29.4 billion when you compare it with the same period last year. 10 billion euro in corporation tax was collected in November alone. That's 2.7 billion more than the same month in 2024. Now, it's important to point out these numbers exclude back taxes paid to the state by Apple. This is the around 14 billion euro Apple was ordered to pay Ireland in back taxes by the European Court of Justice. And this has been paid in installments to the state. So for the purposes of analysing the figures, it gives a clearer picture of where we're at if these payments are taken out, because they can distort somewhat. For example, when the Apple taxes are included, corporation tax receipts for January to November were just over 31 billion euro, which was actually would have shown we were lower than the same time last year. But in real terms, we know that that's not the case, and the corporation tax take has actually risen.
Yes, but by billions and billions, it's an extraordinary figure. Outside of the corporation tax numbers there, what's the picture with the rest of the tax take?
Like corporation tax, Katie, it's up across the board. Now, apologies here, I'm going to bombard you with a few figures, but they are all very relevant. Income tax receipts, they came to 33.7 billion euro for January to November. That's up by around 1.5 billion euro on the same period last year. No surprise there, given the strong level of employment in the economy. VAT receipts, 22.5 billion so far this year. That's around 5% or a billion, 1.1 billion ahead of this time last year. Excise duty receipts, they're also up 3.5% to 6 billion. And overall, the Exchequer, Katie, recorded a surplus of 10.4 billion for the first 11 months of the year. But that was down on the same period last year. But again, if the Apple taxes are excluded, that underlying surplus drops to 7 billion, which would be an increase of 2.8 billion on a like-for-like basis. And it also means that tax receipts for November, that they were 8% ahead of where they were last year. And the state's total expenditure for the year then so far, 110.8 billion euro, and that's up slightly on last year.
And separate to this, Angus, the Department of Finance has also published a paper on fiscal vulnerability. What sort of detail are we seeing in that?
Yeah, that's right. So together with these Exchequer figures today, the department publishing this fiscal vulnerability paper, as they call it, outlining what it says are the fiscal blind spots that could jeopardise the sustainability of the public finances. And of course, this comes a short time after the Fiscal Advisory Council was critical of government for doing what it described as budgeting like there's no tomorrow. So perhaps this fiscal vulnerability paper responds to this. And the document highlights a narrow tax base, pointing out that 10% of taxpayers, they pay 40% of the total income tax collected. On corporation tax, as we all know, the paper highlights again that the tax base is narrow there, with the top 10 companies paying well over half of total corporation tax. Also noting 6 billion euro of revenue we generate from fossil fuel taxes, but as we move towards decarbonisation, that's going to decline as well. And this fiscal vulnerability paper says that while the tax take is up 60% since 2019, so we are earning a lot more money, expenditure over the same period is up by 44%, and that needs to be factored in. And the government says that any future spending commitments must be cognizant of the vulnerabilities in the taxation system, and that there will be a forthcoming medium-term fiscal plan assisting with this, and that will set out how the programme for government will commit to delivering in a sustainable fashion. So no doubt a response there to the criticism received in recent times from bodies such as the Fiscal Advisory Council, showing that there is more medium and long-term thinking going on than has been suggested.
Indeed. I suppose it's hard to even use the word vulnerability in the same sentence as those kind of numbers, isn't it?
it certainly is. But at the same time, as has been highlighted again and again in terms of corporation tax, these are not reliable income strains. We've seen the global headwinds. We've seen the turbulence around tariffs. Donald Trump's talk of bringing a lot of the big American companies back to America to produce and sell there, that would obviously impact Ireland a lot if that were to come to fruition. So while we have them, I suppose the point is we can't rely on them. And year after year, the more they increase, it's harder and harder to keep that argument up. But at the same time, if you could very suddenly see that tap switched off of that American foreign direct investment coming into Ireland, and then where would that leave us? So I suppose that's where you need that second level of a medium or long-term planning to plan for such an eventuality.
Indeed. That's Angus Cox there, our Consumer Affairs correspondent, with that update.